Senator Johnson doesn't seem to be holding town hall meetings during the August recess, but he has been talking to groups of people, including the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce. Johnson told association members yesterday that one of the biggest drags on economic growth has been President Obama's policies.
I mean, I truly believe 4 more years of President Obama will be a disaster for this country. The first 3 years already have been. He needs to be replaced.
Johnson says he would have liked Wisconsin House member Paul Ryan to run for president, but Ryan won't be a candidate. Johnson says he's still evaluating the Republican field. Johnson says he voted against the recent debt ceiling deal in Congress because he favors a plan that cuts spending and puts caps on spending.
You know, so you're still allowing government to grow from $3.6 trillion to $4.7 trillion. It's still growing. But you've established caps. But then you have to prioritize spending under those caps.
Johnson says in the long term, Congress needs to tackle entitlement programs like Medicare and Social Security. Democratic Party of Wisconsin spokesman Graham Zielinski says Johnson's vote against this month's debt deal was dangerous.
He was willing to see the full faith and credit of the American economy downgraded specifically so he could score some cheap ideological points. He may be good on Fox News and with D.C. insiders, but he's not good for workers in Wisconsin.
Zielinski says it's Johnson's, quote, hard right extremism that puts the economic recovery in jeopardy. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.